Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are having a good weekend so far. Let's dive right into the upcoming week. Kind of same as last week for the most part. Let's just keep talking to the athletes about the Open. It sounds like Sandy and Riley have got Open teams all picked out and captains for the teams. So I'm assuming we're going to hear from them this week. Sandy and Riley, if you guys need anything from me, please let me know and I'll be happy to help out. Let's just keep pumping up the Open. It's just should be a super fun, exciting thing for all the athletes. And the more people we can get to participate, the more fun it'll be. And the more likely we will be to have members hang around for longer, which is, we're kind of using it as a retention tool. Outside of that, I think, Andy, you're going to be gone in Palm Springs. That sounds lovely. Enjoy the nice weather while we've got cold and rainy up here. I think Andy's going to be gone from Tuesday to Sunday, guys, so just keep that in mind. As far as coaching goes, just keep doing what you guys are doing. Make sure to hop on Wattify and check out Dwight's summaries of the week ahead. As we go get closer to the Open, we're going to be doing a little bit of testing, and then I imagine stuff is going to kind of scale back a little bit. I don't think that affects our athletes too much. Couple things for the week ahead that we're looking at. We've got a Tuesday, we're doing a 10 rep max for back squats. So just really focus with athletes on hitting depth on their squats. And then make sure, take a minute or two before they start just to go over bailing out. So letting that barbell fall off the back while they step forwards. Thursday, we've got the 40-minute EMOM is coming back. That's a great zone 2 day. And just keep kind of encouraging and motivating the athletes just to get into the gym, right? However they need to do it, whatever their workouts look like, it is a win to get into the gym, right? And then we keep encouraging baby steps worth of progress. So a lot of times in our briefs, you know, talk about if you want to jump, work on jumping, do 2 jumps in a workout and then move on. Outside of that, you guys, I think we've got Open t-shirts we're still selling. So help get those sold or sign people up for those if they're wanting them. And last thing we are going to be, I'll be sending out an email later today. We're going to be changing our kids class to Sundays. It's going to run, we're going to have 1 class for 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders, 1 class for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And then the plan is any high schoolers that want to do CrossFit will just go into group classes. So if you guys have any questions about that, please reach out to me. Again, there's going to be an email going out, but that can be something that we can talk to members about and push a little bit more, see if we can't get those classes filled up. If you guys have questions about that, please reach out to me and I can help answer any questions for you guys so you feel better prepared to talk to any clients about it. I hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend and we look forward to the week ahead. Take care.